like Jesus. A great desire to be like Jesus. And today our message is, what is your greatest desire? On Wednesday night, we talk about trying to be more like Jesus. Amen. And we went over the fact that the church is supposed to be Christian, which means to be Christ-like. But have you ever noticed many times in dealing with people in church, many of them represent Christ the least? Amen. So we want to be more like Jesus. So the example, once again, the question is, what is your greatest desire? Amen. And the fourth verse of this 27th chapter reads, what thing have I? The greatest desire to please God. Now we're going to go over five different things about desire. Amen. Because it does us no good if we come to church. And I listened to Sister Laurie's testimony about the missionary doing all that he could, but God wasn't satisfied. I wonder this afternoon, many of us probably feel as though we're doing all that we can, but with the Lord, so your desire is what you long for the most. We talked about desire. What you long for the most. What or whom you long to be with. Your desire is where your heart is. Your desire is where your heart is. Your desire is what is the prevailing thought that is in your heart and mind. That is your desire. Amen. Is it concerning maybe being mistreated? Or is your mind and your life consumed with the troubles of this life? What is the greatest desire? What thought prevails in your heart and mind? And Jesus said in Matthew 6:21, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. He said, yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust doth corrupt, but our treasure should be laid up in heaven. Where is your most prevailing thought? Amen. Even this morning when you got up, what was the most prevailing thought in your mind? As you were on your way to church, what thought permeated your heart and mind? While you were in church right now, what is in your mind? What is on your revenge. desire. Is your greatest desire to have the best of clothes? Is your greatest desire to have a great home? Is your greatest desire to have a house? Everything down here on earth, Jesus said, these treasures are going to pass away. Hallelujah. But when you got an eternal relationship with Jesus, when you got a real relationship with God, when your greatest desire is to please God, nothing or anyone can get in your way. Can we say praise the Lord? So God knows the desires of our heart. He is always looking at our hearts. Now, if we were to take a moment right now, if we just meditate on what's in our heart, what would the Lord say to us about what's in our hearts right now? Right now, what would God say about my heart? Would God at one time, you know, one of those times, I just couldn't pray enough. I couldn't fast enough. I couldn't read the Bible enough. I couldn't show enough love because I just want to hear the Lord tell me, well done, my good and faithful servant. But through the course of time, I don't pray like I used to pray. I don't have my private devotions with God like I used to have devotions. And now when people upset me, instead of me praying for them, I react and try to take my own vengeance. I'm slowly, can we say slowly? Been drifting away from God. And we don't even realize it. That's a dangerous position when your desire is changing and you don't realize it. And in Isaiah, the 29th chapter, the 13th verse, the Lord says,
Because that good friend was trying to help me help myself. How there's a friend that's
I'm not talking about you. I'm not telling my husband. Okay, I don't get personal. I'm not going to tell my husband. I'm not going to tell my wife. I'm not going to tell my best friend. This is just between me and you. Because I want you to get better. So I'm going to tell you what I think I see in you to help you. Now, this is not a license to go government people's business. All right? This is a license. So Pastor said, no, I did not say that. I said, if you got a good friend, right? Somebody said, no, I'll be your friend. I'm going to tell you, no, if you ain't got a friend, don't start now. All right? I'm just saying, we need somebody to help us when we get off track. Because when you're your whole heart. yourself. Hallelujah. And I stop putting up roadblocks and excuses for why I am like I am. Say, well, I don't mean I got a bad attitude because this is just the way it is. No, sir, no man. You got to humble yourself. And you got to be real with yourself. I wonder if sometimes if this were possible, if it was possible for me to step out of myself and watch my interactions with somebody else, what would I think about me? I'm talking about your real self. I'm not talking about that pseudo self. I'm not talking about the self that goes through the motion. We're talking about the real you. Hallelujah. When things don't go your way and you get up nasty attitude, we're talking about the real you. Hallelujah.
Right.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
I'm saying saints.
Yes.
I'm not going to say God never called saints. I'm talking about saints can act ugly over money. Does money take the precedence over your desire to please God?
That's a bad sign. I know it's a bad sign, but it's the truth.
People can act ugly over money. God is still God. What is money or no money? Amen. Philippians chapter 3, verse 4.
was the greatest of all the apostles. Paul wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. But let's see what Paul thought about himself. Amen. I'm talking about a real personal examination. Paul said, verse 4, though I might also have confidence in the flesh. If any other man think of it, he had well, he might trust in the flesh, he says, I the Lord. He said, now let me give you
If you don't have the faith of God, you can't be right before God. In verse 10, after all that, Paul said, that I may know him. You know, it doesn't mean a casual, passing relationship. For God to be your greatest desire, you have to have a real relationship with God. If nobody else wants to pray, I will pray. If nobody else wants to go to church, I will go to church. If nobody else wants to suffer persecution, financing, I will do it because I want to know him. Are you? Does anybody in this afternoon want to know the Lord? Not just superficially, but I want to know it from the depths of a soul. I want to know from the depth of a heart. I want to know him and not be found in him with my own righteousness. Some of us are so righteous.
Every secret.